Hello, I'm Nigel Kaplan, ESL Specialist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. This presentation is about using a thesaurus to increase your vocabulary. You'll be able to follow the presentation better if you click the Zoom icon, that's the little plus button on the top right corner of the screen above the PowerPoint slides. Well, the dictionary says that a thesaurus is a book that lists words in groups of synonyms and related concepts. What this means is that when you look up a word in a thesaurus, you don't see a definition like a dictionary. Instead, you see a list of similar words. And words that have similar meanings are known as synonyms. Sometimes a thesaurus will also give you antonyms, that's words with opposite meanings. However, you should always be very careful when using synonyms, because there really are no exact synonyms. That is, although two words may have similar meaning, you can't necessarily replace one with the other in every context. There may be small differences in the meaning, in register, for instance, formality, in use, maybe academic versus informal versus newspaper use, or connotation, that's what a word suggests. So a thesaurus must always be used with care, and that's what I'm going to try and show you in this short video. Well, if you use it correctly, a thesaurus can help your English in several ways. It can help you avoid repeating the same words. So instead of using a word like problem all the time, you could talk about an issue, challenge, or difficulty. It can also encourage you to find and learn new words so that you can stretch your vocabulary. And finally, a thesaurus, can give you options you hadn't considered so that you can choose the word with just the right meaning. Now, of course, to do this, you should always check any new word you find in a good learner's dictionary. And we have a video presentation about using learner's dictionaries on the Writing Center's ESL videos page. Now, there are several thesauruses that are easily available to you, and I'm going to demonstrate each of these in turn. Thesaurus.com mostly draws from the famous Roger's Thesaurus, and you can get that in book form very easily too. The second link is to the Merriam-Webster's new English Learner's Dictionary, which is available online or in a book. This, as well as the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary, has a built-in thesaurus, which I'll show you in a moment. But my personal recommendation is the Oxford Learner's Thesaurus, this book here. It's not available online, but the book isn't expensive and it is a fantastic resort, and I'll demonstrate that at the end. So let's start with the first website, and this is an entry for the word immediate from the website thesaurus.com. Okay, as you can see, there are two entries with brief definitions to show the two main meanings of immediate. Firstly, without delay, and secondly, meaning near. However, the use of these two sets of synonyms is going to be very different, and the second meaning is used in only a relatively limited number of phrases, such as in the immediate area. Not such a common use of that word. Now you can see that one of the synonyms is marked for register as informal, that's the word up to date, but up to date is really quite a long way from immediate in its meaning and use. One of the words in that list as well, the word extant, is a very infrequent word and has a very limited meaning that's unlikely to be relevant to you unless you're studying old texts. However, there are some useful words here that you might recognize and be able to use. Some of them here are critical, current, pressing, and prompt. So there is definitely some useful vocabulary in this list. The underlined words, if you look at them on the website, would be links, so you could click on them to follow for more synonyms. Well, it's a good starting point, especially if you use this in conjunction with a good learner's dictionary. And that's what I did here. I looked up one of the synonyms that we found, that was urgent, in the Merriam-Webster's Learner's Dictionary at learnersdictionary.com. Well, notice there are several meanings of urgent. You've only got the first on your screen, but there's another two or three underneath. But only the first one is relevant or related to the meaning of immediate. Notice also, though, that it carries an additional meaning. In addition to meaning immediate attention, so without delay, it also means that something is very important. Okay? This dictionary also usefully tells us that pressing has the same meaning in this phrase. So you can say an immediate, urgent, or pressing need. So those are three good synonyms there. However, you could not use the word immediate in the next example. I don't think you can talk about an immediate message. And only urgent works in the third sentence, an urgent appeal, not an immediate or a pressing appeal, I don't think. So this dictionary then shows you a useful difference in meaning between immediate and urgent, and if you want to add this meaning of importance, then urgent is clearly your better word. Here's the entry for immediate again in the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary online. Again, this is available in book form also. Now, this dictionary is a nice one because it does have a small built-in thesaurus. So if you look under meaning one, the little blue box with S-Y-N means synonym, and it's telling you that instant is a synonym for immediate. And in the Oxford dictionaries, this usually means it's the most frequent one, the most useful likely synonym. So it tells you that for the sentences with this meaning of the word, you could also use instant as an alternative. And obviously, you could also look it up, or you should look it up as well in the dictionary. At the bottom of this entry, and also in, you'll see this in the Merriam-Webster's as well, you get a paraphrase that you could also use in your writing. So another way to say immediate superior is to say the person directly above me. So this shows you that immediate and direct or directly are related but used differently, and is definitely helpful for variety and also for paraphrasing. And there's another video on that as well on our website. So again, a good learner's dictionary like this one will give you extra grammatical information. So for meanings 2 and 3, but not 1 and 4, the adjective usually occurs before the noun rather than after a verb. So we'd say immediate danger, but not the danger is immediate, which sounds a little awkward. Another reason I like the OALD is for its usage notes. Two of the synonyms for immediate in the Roget's thesaurus were near and close. And if you look up these words in the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary, you'll find this helpful note explaining the difference between these close synonyms. So the adjectives near and close are often the same in meaning. That makes sense, they're synonyms. But in some phrases, only one of them may be used. So we prefer certain words in certain phrases. This is often just a question of idiom. So we talk about the near future, and a near neighbor, a near miss. We don't use close, but we say a close contest, a close encounter, and a close call. Close, though, has a different meaning. It says it's used to describe a relationship between people, close friend, close family, close links, but not near in this way. So part of that is idiomatic, part of it is a difference in meaning. And that, again, is from the dictionary. Now, the Oxford Learner's Thesaurus is a different kind of thesaurus from the ones we've been looking at, in that it's written exclusively for learners of English. They call it a dictionary of synonyms, and it really is a cross between a traditional thesaurus and a learner's dictionary. It doesn't have as many entries and as many words as an ordinary thesaurus or even a dictionary, but it has far more useful information for you, and I do strongly recommend this book. You can't find the contents online, but it comes with a CD-ROM that you can install on your computer, and you can get this from any bookstore and online bookseller, and I really don't get paid to recommend this or any of the books in this presentation. Well, here is the first part of the entry for immediate, taken from a sample phrase, sample page from the thesaurus that you can access for free online. Well, it's telling you that there are four frequent words in this synonym set, and they are, in decreasing order of frequency, immediate, instant, prompt, and instantaneous. And I didn't remember seeing instantaneous in that first list of words. So we've only got the frequent and useful words. All those other words with rare or very specific meaning have been left out. And you've also got a basic definition, which is like the one we've seen before. Underneath that, you see the words on a scale. This is going from, the slowest to the fastest. So it tells you that instantaneous is the fastest. That means without almost any delay. And that's followed, going down, by immediate and instant, and finally prompt. So, for instance, an instantaneous reply is one with almost no delay at all, whereas a prompt reply occurs after a short delay, short wait. So under the scale, you can see common patterns and collocations, and this is really important for you as a learner because it tells you which adjectives, nouns, and verbs commonly go together in this synonym set. You can pause this video using the controls under the video of my head if you want to study these words in more detail. Then, for each word in the synonym set, the thesaurus gives you a definition, example sentences, opposite words, and more information. So the opposite of immediate can be, in this meaning, delayed. And there's an example there, a delayed reaction happens sometime after, as opposed to an immediate reaction. And again, these are in order of frequency, so immediate is the most common word in this set, followed by instant. You also have the grammatical information, again, that instant is usually used before a noun, as well as the related adverbs, immediately and instantly. So a lot of great information to help your writing and speaking. Finally, there is an extended usage note to help you choose between these four words. So prompt describes something that you do, instantaneous describes something that happens, so you don't use it to describe your own actions. Immediate and instant can describe either, but instant is more often used to describe something that happens rather than something that you do. And as we said before, prompt is not quite as fast as the other words. An action can be described as very or fairly prompt, so that means it's what we call gradable. It has different levels of intensity, but you can't use those words with immediate, instant, or instantaneous. On the other hand, a reaction can be almost immediate, instant, and instantaneous, but not almost prompt. That just doesn't work as a collocation. And now you know everything you need to know about the word immediate. Well, to wrap up then, using a thesaurus can help you expand your vocabulary and make your writing more varied, while also teaching you the differences and similarities between related words and expressions. As with all these resources, you'll need to take some time to become familiar with a thesaurus, but I think that you'll see that it can be a really useful tool for you as you increase your vocabulary in English. You can find links to all the websites I've discussed under the video and also on our blog, and the link to that is on your screen. Thanks for watching this presentation. Please do take a moment now to complete a quick evaluation survey. The link is on your screen, or you can click the link under the video. I'm Nigel Kaplan in the Writing Centre at UNC Chapel Hill. Bye-bye for now.